Know Show. We are so glad that you decided to join us. My name is Robert McMillan, and we welcome you to your Know Show. Good things are about to happen over the next 59 minutes. We want for you to buckle your seatbelt, tighten the strap in, but let your arms be loose and your fingers nimble so that you can write down the answers to the various questions that you have. And we want to jump right into it here because we are so excited about all of the things that we want to share with you this evening. We are so pleased that Ron Levy has decided to be a part of our experience this evening. He is a friend. He has been here before, and he will come again. And we are excited about the IAM process of intervention, the process of support, the process of helping one to go where one needs to go and to be who it is that spirit or universal impersonal principle, the God force, has created us to be. So let me tell you a little bit about this great gentleman and who it is that he is. He lives in California with his beautiful wife and their two feline children, as he likes to say it. He has guided countless clients to discover their ultimate relationship and who it is that they truly are. He has a phenomenal book that we're going to talk about. And he does trainings and seminars and works with people individually and collectively. He is, in fact, a really, really, really tremendous guy that I've known for, I guess, almost 2 years now. We've been kind of batting things around. And so I want to, without any further ado, welcome you all, ladies and gentlemen, again, to the Know Show. If you have a question and you're on the phone with us, simply press 1, and that will alert me to know that you would like to ask your question or make a statement relative to whatever it is that has been said. If you are online, then simply type in your question, and again, we will get to that as well. So we're excited that you are we're here with us, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate the fact that you could have been doing some other things, but you decided to stop by here. His book, Ron's book, Ron Levy's book, is Why You Are Your Ultimate Relationship. It's available at all major outlets, Amazon.com as well. And Ron spent his early years as an elementary and special education teacher, a youth group director, education consultant, and get this, so don't get smart with this guy because he's a martial arts instructor, okay? He knows his stuff, and he'll put you in place if he has to, but he doesn't have to because of the energy of the spirit of the God force that is within him. Ron, good evening. How are you, my friend? I guess Ron left us. Where did Ron go? Let me see if I can locate Ron, and then we will come back again. These things do happen sometime in time. So let's see if we can't locate Carrie Kelly here. Carrie, are you with me?
I think I'm right here.
Oh, there we go. Hello. I've got everybody at the same time. Now, that's the way that things should work. You know, I love it. I love it. Well, Carrie, of course, as all of you know who listen to our show, regularly over the last 3 years, that she is my guest co-host, and we'll be asking some questions of Ron as well. Ron, why don't you go ahead and share with us what the IAM process is about, a little bit about your background and your history, and how it is that you have been able to successfully steer people in the direction of knowing the things they need to know and overcoming the obstacles that they need to come, please.
Beautifully asked there, Reverend Robert, and thank you for having me, and thank you, Carrie, for assisting us as well. And the inner alignment method, which I love, happens to work out to be I am, helps us to discover more fully and more truly who we actually are. So basically, when we come into the world, we are so sensitive and available to everything. And at any moment that there's any form of judgment or negativity, as children, we are affected. And basically, it leads us to a place where we protect ourselves. We form methods of protecting ourselves, often through judging ourselves when we're very young. And therein lies the fundamental problem we are still struggling with in our lives as adults. Should I continue or leave you with that
please
for now?
Do. No. I like that. Continue. And then we'll come back and get some of the questions that people have relative to what you're saying. Go on, please.
Beautiful. Thank you. So from there, when we judge ourselves, it's an attempt to prevent the big people, the important big people in our lives when we're growing up, protect ourselves from them judging us. The problem is, as we get older, we maintain those same judgments. And instead of just being on ourselves, we then turn the judgments toward other people. And the biggest problem is negative judgments are never actually relevant or meaningful. And in fact, they throw us out of alignment, as I call it. They throw us off track from discovering the truth. And the truth is, we all make perfect sense without exception. Therefore, negative judgment is never, again, relevant or accurate even. Let me give you an example. When I was teaching second grade, many years ago I taught second grade. What an incredible opportunity that was for me. I really ought to write a book sometime on that experience. But my point is, because of my background in psychology, I was given quite an extra number of challenging students. And early in the year, I actually requested an additional challenging student, specifically because our classroom was interrupted every single day by hearing the name, which I'll change, at the top of my next door neighbor, the teacher's voice, screaming Stephen several times every day. So I asked for Stephen to be in my classroom. Now, it didn't take long for me to appreciate why she was screaming Stephen so often. And I was so glad I never judged her for that. And then when I called Stephen's father in for a conference, all of a sudden, it became very easy to get how it makes sense that Stephen was such a challenging student. His father would look in our meeting. His father had such an intensely negative glare at him. And when he spoke, it was so harsh that I asked Stephen to please give us a few moments and to go out and play. And then, as his father shared with me, that his wife had passed away 2 years ago, leaving him with four children and all the housework, and he was just overwhelmed. All of a sudden, I was glad that I wasn't judging him either, because he, too, was making perfect sense to me. And it just added to something I felt and continue to appreciate more deeply. There's a reason for everything we all do. And judgment, negative judgment, is just always going to throw us off track from the truth.
Wow, that's an awesome statement. And negative judgment is always going to throw us off track. Therefore, if we are thrown off track and we are the ones who are supporting especially these little ones, the young ones, whose minds are so wide open for knowledge, for awareness, for to know which way to go and what to do, then that can impact them for some time to come until they meet somebody like you, Ron Levy, who is able to help them to understand that you're okay, you're all right, you're going to be just fine. We just need to tweak this, tweak that, and then see what the results are, and you can let us know whether or not that's working for you. So I love that, and I like the statement that Dr. Phil makes. He says to people often, how's that working for you? But here you've taken this question mark of negativity and straightened it into an exclamation point of positivity so that people can then move forward in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. Tell us more about your experiences in working with this formula, the IAM, and what that, in fact, does stand for. I said the Inner Alignment Method, the IAM, and you said it just happened to have coincided with the I Am, which those of us who are in New Thought and metaphysics know means the I Am, or the God presence that is within each and every one of us, and also everywhere that everyone is. But tell us more about the process itself and how it is that you work with people.
It's so beautiful, everything you said. I appreciate that. So when we get into any form of judging, automatically it throws us off from the truth of who we are. So the Inner Alignment Method, I Am, helps us specifically to discover who we truly are, independent of those negative judgments that have been covering us up and preventing us from feeling safe enough to show up in the world aligned with, as you say, the spirit, God, whatever term somebody has. We, most of us, can sense spirit is a very real, energetic reality that we are all connected with and part of. So the Inner Alignment Method gives us a way to navigate this negativity that throws us out of alignment with ourselves and with others. We learn how to create a relationship, a profound relationship, what I call your ultimate relationship, which is always with ourselves. Every other relationship, what goes on in every other relationship, will always be based on what's going on inside of ourselves. And when we have negativity and judgment inside of ourselves, we can't help but have it spill out onto those in our lives, especially those who are closest to us, as you mentioned, with the children, or with intimate partner, a spouse, family members in all levels, everywhere that happens. So
absolutely,
there are a number of different ways that people learn to be able to either, well, when the reactions happen, there are tools that I offer to people in my book that take you through being able to, what I call, separate from ourselves. In other words, get separate from the negative emotional reactions that get triggered in an instant when we go into automatic pilot. Again, trying to protect ourselves from what we perceive is somebody attacking or judging or misunderstanding us. We're going to try to protect ourselves. So there's something I call, that I have on my website, in the Beyond the Book section, but it's in the book. It's called the Inner Alignment Chart. And I can describe it. Describe it to you. It's really quite simple. We discover, let me step back for a moment and share with you that one of the terms I use, and then we'll come back to the inner alignment chart. Mm-hmm. One of the terms I use is the true adult. A true adult has a number of different qualities, and one is knowing the judgment is never accurate or meaningful. A true adult takes nothing personal. The big one, isn't
it?
As soon as we take things personally, we're actually into what I call a program trying to protect ourselves from being judged.
Mm-hmm.
And it throws us off track. Nothing is personal. And yet, we all take things personally all
mm-hmm.
day long, really, whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually being thrown off track very often throughout our days when we're taking things personally, or we cut ourselves off from our deeper feelings, which cuts us off from other people. And then we appear to be doing very well on the surface.
Uh-huh.
And then we all tend to compare we tend to compare our inner world to other people's outsides. We compare our insides to their outsides, and everybody tries hard to look good on the outside. So we think something's wrong with me. And try to protect ourselves. I call that a little adult. Because it's right. Because it's a mind of a child, little. But we're trying to act like adults on the outside so we look good and we function better. And the problem is we're actually cut off from ourselves and others to that degree that we felt traumatized or wounded, judged early in our lives, creating a blueprint we've been living by without even knowing it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Back to the true adult. The true adult is what the I am process is teaching us to become true adults. And I mentioned the inner alignment chart, which is in the book. The book uses that to help people develop into a true adult by identifying whenever there's an incident that causes a negative reaction, we simply get interested in getting to know ourselves better. That's what a true adult does. Interested in knowing ourselves and others better. Judgment has nothing to do with it. So, in the chart, there are three columns: feelings, reactive thoughts, and reactive actions. So, we get to explore ourselves, which is what every child requires. A safe big person who is interested in getting to know us better. There are so many amazing things that happen for people when they step into that position for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this simple little chart, which is just a beginning of the work itself, but even this little piece has such a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a little bit of a taste of the work.
Yeah, I like that. And I like those words that you just used. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the No Show. My name is Robert J.V. McMillan. Our guest is Ron Levy, who has written the book, Why You Are Your Best Relationship. And I took that title, Ron, And I looked at it, and then I was trying to explain it to some people, and I said, what it's really about is the why that you are your best relationship, because of how it is that you then show up in the world, show out in the world, and do the things that you do through now knowing yourself, and thereby giving other people an opportunity to know you as well, but learning about them in the process, so that they too have an opportunity to really, really do some wonderful things. Let me give you, and before I do that, let me say once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have many of you who have called in, and we appreciate that. If you would like to join in our conversation, if you would like to ask a question of Ron Levy, please press 1 on your telephone, and that will alert me to know that you have a question or something that you'd like to ask. Otherwise, we won't bother you. We'll just let you continue to listen as you are. If you are online, and we have a number of you that have gone up online to visit with us, please type in your question, and I will see that question, excuse me, and I will ask it of Ron so that he may, in fact, respond to you. Ron, before I say the other thing that I'm about to say, I want for you to tell people again what the book is, where it is that they can get it, what your website is, and so forth and so on. Please.
Beautiful. Thank you. So the book is Why You Are Your Ultimate Relationship. And I love the subtitle as well, I must say. Find what you really want, by discovering what you already have. And the website is inneralignmentmethod.com. Mm-hmm. And Amazon is how to get the book, or on my website where you get a 20% discount. You'll see that on the website.
Oh, wow. Well, that certainly is a reason to go to the website. You get 20% off, and you get, even more importantly, though, you get a wonderful tool, ladies and gentlemen, to support your effort. Ron, I'm going to let you now go ahead and tell us more about the way and the methodology that you do things, and then I'm going to check in with some of these folks that have the lights on and see how we can be of service to them. So you go ahead until you hear me again, okay?
Beautiful. So one of the things I love to share with people that they often find super valuable is whenever we get into conflicts or negative reactions, we always believe that it's true. And if you think about any time you're upset with somebody, you have great reason why. And it's as though, really, as though there's a brilliant attorney in our heads who has already prepared the case to make as to why that person is guilty. The problem is we are focused outside of ourselves. As soon as we're looking for someone else to say or be or do what we think they should say, be, or do, we will be in trouble. So the most important thing, and the inner alignment method does teach us this, is to do a 180 from focusing outside of ourselves to focusing inside of ourselves, to get to know ourselves. Because those reactions give us a direct line to what I call programs or wounds that create programs inside from the time we're young. In our daily lives, anytime we're getting upset about anything, it doesn't matter what it is, anything. It gives us direct access to where the wound has been living inside of us most of our lives. That never had the opportunity to be truly healed. So the most advanced part, or certainly one of them, of the inner alignment method, you literally learn how to talk to yourself. I'm the therapist that actually teaches people to talk to themselves. And it's done in a very particular way that's actually quite simple. And we literally switch seats back and forth. So you get to be the person who's upset. We do not try to stifle that. It does not create healing. It just covers up the pain. And we can look better on the surface, but it does not resolve what has been waiting our whole lives to finally be comforted and nourished and nurtured and healed. So what you learn in the book, and I give examples, I take you through several different clients learning the method, and you're able to be learning along with them how to actually do this on your own. And simultaneously, it's teaching you how to interact with everyone in your life, especially the closest people in your life. I've had quite a number of people tell me, your book is actually a manual on parenting. Other people have said, And people have said, your book is a manual for relationships. I've had a number of corporate CEO clients who literally changed how they run their companies based on this, because it applies to everything.
That is so awesome. Ron, we've got about three folks on the line that want to ask you a couple of things here. So let me cut in for a moment, and let's go to Jamie first. And Jamie, good evening, and welcome to the No Show. So glad that you decided to be a part of this experience this evening. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. And I've got to say, what a beautiful show, and what a wonderful thing you're doing, just putting mentors out there like this Ron Levy, who I absolutely adore.
Thank you.
I have had the honor of working with him over a number of years, and I have to say it changed my life in every way, as a parent, as a wife, as a daughter. So I'm just singing his praises today. But I called in when I heard you say, Robert, that he really makes you feel that you're okay, and I just wanted to comment, it's just even one step beyond okay, because when he makes sense out of who you are, it's mm-hmm. even one step better than just being okay. It's really somebody on the other side making sense of who you are, which is mm-hmm. not only okay, but it feels even more profound to say to your own child, you make sense. Everything that you have felt and done and are doing, there's a reason for it, and not only are you okay, but you're doing everything exactly like, of course, you would. So has healed me, as a parent, as a wife, as a daughter, and as a person.
Excellent. That's awesome. You bring up a good point, Jamie, because how it is that we respond to people then either places them in a defensive posture, and Ron, you would know this from your experiences with martial arts. It places them in a defensive posture, or if they are so weakened from so many of the blows, whether they are real or not real, then they are just so weakened that they may just go to the ground. So, Jamie, you make valid points, and thank you so much. I want you to stand by.
Thank you.
Don't leave us just yet if you can.
Okay.
I want to go down. Thank you so much, Jamie. I want to go down to Vicki, who also has a couple of comments. And I'd like, Vicki, please go ahead. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. And I wanted to say I've also worked with Ron for a number of years, and I happen to be a therapist. So to me, he's a therapist. And I've since learning the I Am Tech method, I've actually been using it on my own clients. And I wanted to say one thing, that they can just virtually read the book, use the worksheet, and go home and practice. And it's to me, it is like talking to themselves in a way, but it is their true adult talking to their child. And in doing that, they're not only learning about all parts of themselves and knowing that they make sense and not and using non-judgment and so forth, but they're learning to love all parts of themselves. And so it's to me, it's like practicing every night how to love yourself. And, it, you know, is to me maybe one of the most important parts of his method. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, you mentioned the connection to spirit, connection to whatever your divine source is. To me, this is the most organic, natural way to form that connection. It's done, you know, don't even have to think about it. You're just using the process, and that connection strengthens. And perhaps, you know, it starts with connecting to yourself and connecting to, you know, starting to love yourself. But that's, it's a beautiful, you know, beautiful, I guess, adjunct to what happens in this process.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm going to ask you as well, Vicki, to stand by if you don't have to run off and do anything with the little people or anyone else for that matter, to please stand by with us for a moment, and we'll come back to you in just a minute. We're so glad that that you were able to join us. Ron, I want to go back to you before I go to others and ask you to comment on what has been said, and perhaps to extend our understanding a little bit more in terms of how it was that you shared with both Vicki and Jamie, please.
It's beautiful. Well, first of all, thank you, Jamie and Vicki, for sharing yourselves. It's one of the things I so love about this work is like I'll have people say, Ron, your work is so amazing. And one day my response was like, I was like, there's something not quite right about that. And then all of a sudden it came out of me, you know, it's not really my work. It's actually how we work. So as Vicki shared, it naturally takes care of so many things for us. And as she also said, literally puts us into alignment with spirit, with God, with the natural flow of truth that we're all connected with. And as Jamie shared, it naturally aligns us more with our children, with our spouse, with our parents. Everybody's evolutionary task as human beings to replace their parents, by the way, everybody out there, without us knowing it, looks like our parents. So it's everybody's evolutionary task to have our own true adult replace our parents as the mirror that our own inner child looks at every day. Let me say that a little differently. We normally walk around without knowing it, even highly successful in whatever different way, highly successful kinds of people, same thing going on, is everybody's walking around as though they're a child and other people are big people. Some people have that going on in small ways, some people in other ways. Every aspect of life is its own category. But the point is, we walk around as children like other people are big, like they are the important people we grew up around. And we're constantly trying to figure out who we need to be safe, to feel okay, to be connected in a positive way with our environment. The problem is, that specifically throws us out of alignment, out of the natural flow of being who we are in relationship with our environment. So, by developing our own true adult, instead of the child within us, our nature, being concerned about what someone else thinks about who we are or what we said or did, we turn naturally. We naturally turn to our own true adult for that mirroring. Yes. Let me say something else along those lines. We look to the world, again, as though that's our parents, our family. And in so many ways, when we grew up, what was reflected to us was not actually us. It was our parents' own struggles.
Uh-huh.
Anytime there was negativity, that was not about us. That was about their difficulties that we took in as though it was about us.
Uh-huh.
I call those funhouse mirrors.
Yeah.
We grew up
funhouse.
Surrounded by right. So the true adult breaks apart through this process, breaks apart all those funhouse mirrors, and then the child looks to the true adult, as Jamie had said, to get how that child makes sense, which the child always does in that process. We find out, oh my gosh, I'm not a terrible person, like my student Stephen, if he had done this. Let me actually use an example of a 10-year-old that I worked with. Actually, I was using martial arts, teaching him martial arts, because that's more natural. Let me say something else. When I have parents who want me to work with their children, what I always tell them is, if you really want to help your children, then you and your spouse come in. You'll watch your children transform automatically. Because, instead of going down that path, but you might already be able to see how, when the parents discover themselves, they shift how they are with their children. But what I did with the 10-year-old, I actually had him talk to his own child as the true adult at 10 years old. This boy had insurmountable problems in his home and in school. He had anger management issues. He was always in trouble. And they took him to different therapists, school counselors. Nothing was helping him. In one session, the first time it floored me, this 10-year-old boy starts to say, like he sat in the child seat, and he said, my aunt is the one who's been there for me because my mom and dad are always at work, and when they're home, they're always fighting, and my aunt's been the only one who seems to really care about me, and then she got a boyfriend, and I never see her anymore. And then he switched seats into the true adult seat. And he said, oh my gosh, no wonder you've been so angry and you've been so upset. And nobody has understood this, so they think you're supposed to be okay. Of course you're not okay. No wonder you're so sad. I realize you're really sad. And I could not believe I'm hearing this boy at 10 years old doing his own therapy. And he went back and forth. And then his mother called me 2 days later, and she said, I don't know what you did, but my son has had a miraculous change. He's talking to us. He's telling us what's going on. He's working with us to sort things out. The teachers called and said they don't know what happened. It's like a miracle. And I'm thinking, no, he just needed someone, but more importantly, himself, as Jamie had said, to get how he made sense. Then he has the power of a true adult to make things right.
And that's true for all of us.
Yeah.
That's right. One of the things that I want to also ask all of us to think about is something that whenever it is that we're confronted with a situation, I hear you saying, Ron, we need to ask, why is it that we feel like we feel? Are we feeling threatened? And who is it that's feeling that? Is it that little person that is within, this big
right
person
on.
That I call me? Or is it the I am that is within me? And, you know, spiritually we call the I am the God force, but we're not talking about spirituality or even religiosity. We're talking about methods that you can use not only with your children, but even more importantly, perhaps with yourself, to then bring yourself in alignment so that then you can, in fact, help others. I want to bring Carrie Kelly in here for a moment, because I know that I can hear her in my mind's eye. She has something that she needs to get out, and I want to hear what it is. So, Ron, let me ask you to stand by just for a moment. Let me find Carrie here. There she is. Okay. Good evening, Carrie Kelly. What are your thoughts on what you're hearing our guest, Ron Levy, talk about in terms of why you are your ultimate relationship?
I have to say that I'm very, very, very impressed with all of the realizations that this method has the potential to bring to the forefront. I am very moved by the example of the 10-year-old. Having such an intellect to recognize the other side of himself that was so sad and so upset. I'm very impressed with that, and it puts me in mind of just different methodologies that I've heard of, but I never heard of it like that, where you move to different seats and you're allowed to have your feelings and express yourself. You know, there's so much value that I get out of that. And I'm so grateful that you are sharing this, that you're sharing this methodology with the world.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing also is that Carrie has little people. So one of the things that you might address, and thank you, Carrie, for sharing that, one of the things that you might address for our listening audience, both those who are on the phone with us and those who are online with us, Ron Levy, is you might share with people how it is that they can talk to their 1, 3, 5, 7 year old little people, how I can talk to my brand new 1.5 year old grandbaby, and share with her that it is important that she recognize who it is that she is and how things are moving forward for her. What are your thoughts on that, Ron?
Wow, that's a beautiful question. And thank you so much, Carrie, for all that you shared. Very moving for me. So, Robert, such a great question. You know, let me say that I spent a fair amount of time working with what they call special education. And I worked with people from children, adults, who were considered at like a 3-month mental age. Mm-hmm. I had a 15-year-old who was considered to be at a 3-month age, all the way through gifted. And what I found, and this is one of the benefits, one of the list of benefits this work creates, as Vicki had said, very naturally, it just happens to us. It just brings us into alignment with truth, where I found I had an ability to communicate with these people who supposedly you can't communicate.
Good evening, 818-347. How are you? Hello, are you there? Anyone there? Did you have a question or a statement to make with our guest, Ron Levy? Hello. Good evening, 805-910. How are you?
And I watched the two of them chuckle as I said to Tammy, I know that must have been really horrible for you, but you and I have to work together. You see, I don't know that she understood my words, but when we're in touch with our truth inside, it communicates. In terms of your beautiful 1.5-year-old who I saw online, Reverend Robert, very
yes,
beautiful.
Sir. Yes,
yes.
Sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And also, Ron, during this we just had a technical difficulty, and I was trying to connect with one of our other folks who was online, who was not online but on the phone, and people may have not heard some of what you were saying, so including me. So let me ask you to and let me bring Carrie back in here because she will be able to tell me how much of what you said was heard and how much was not heard, so that way we have an idea of where it is that I might ask you to start over, because this is so important that I don't want anybody to miss it. Carrie, are you there? Do you know when it was that Ron Levy dropped off?
Yes, you were speaking about the level of intellect that you had been privileged to teach from someone who was considered a 3-month-old age to all the way to gifted, and you were saying that this method allowed you to communicate, and that's where you dropped out, and that was the last thing I heard.
Okay. Oh, wow, okay.
Okay. Okay, so Ron, let me ask you to go ahead, and because that's what everybody online heard was nothing at that point, apparently, looking here at the system. But I'm glad we caught it. So let me ask you to go ahead and repeat that. I've got a lot of folks who are online and on the phone who are holding for you. So you just go ahead and repeat that, and then I'll come back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone that would like to ask a question, if you have not gotten in, please press 1 on your phone, and that will alert me to know that you are standing by to ask a question. Ron, please.
Okay, so quickly, in this classroom where I was working with a 15-year-old girl considered 3 months mental age, an expert teacher came in to teach me how to feed her, and I was told that there are videos taken of this teacher that are played in the graduate schools to train teachers to deal with these things. And as I watched this expert feeding this young woman I'll call Tammy, I was horrified, because I'm basically watching her force feed drink this young woman who's fighting, and spitting the milk back out. And it was a nightmare. So when she said, you must do it this way because she must get the nutrition or she will die. And this is how you must do it, just the way I'm showing you. When she left, I turned to my highly trained, many years of experienced assistants and said, with all due respect to all of you, that is not going to happen in my classroom, period. And they both sort of like were in shock, and then I saw them sort of chuckle as they watched me about to work with her, and I spoke. I said to this young woman, that must have been horrible for you. I'm so sorry. I am not going to do that. We must work together, though, because you know that you must eat and you must drink, and I have to support you in that way. So we have to work together. And I'm watching my two assistants chuckling which I totally appreciated and understood. However, they stopped snickering when they watched how much more effective and how much more easily I was able to feed and give milk to this young woman who was not spitting it back out like she did with the expert. And she and I got better and better at that. It's the basic premises of this work that inform us in every aspect of life. And I'll add with our two feline children, Navi and Tari from the movie Avatar, those names come, and give you a quick example of many, many examples. I saw how cats treat lizards. I won't go into it. It's graphic and horrible, but I taught my feline children basically that they need to be gentle with no nails with the lizards. And, you know, there are even people in my life who said, Ron, come on. I mean, really? Until they saw that the boys were gentle with no nails, and we've had hundreds of lizards, literally. I took three of them out today because they play with them, and then gentle no nails, and then I pick them up, and I take them across the street where the cats don't know. But it's just one of numerous examples of how this applies everywhere, including with your one-and-a-half-year-old, Robert, grandchild.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
It's the energy of love and the energy of love and respect and non-judgment, interested in discovering what's possible between us in every
Excellent.
Relationship, and the work does it naturally.
Excellent. I want you to stand by for just a moment because we have Rush on the line, and I want to get in as many people in the short amount of time that we have left as we can. And thank you all so much for being patient with us. We really appreciate who it is that you are. Rush, good evening. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Reverend.
Thank you so much. Please.
Yes,
we're
so
glad you're here.
Thank you. And so I'm out in Los Angeles. I've known Ron Levy for quite a while. He's helped myself and my family with therapy, and like the people who have worked with him said, he's unparalleled. I'm going to get to a question if I can, but first I want
sure.
to main statement is when you sit down with Ron, you have a feeling quite rare, really, of being with someone who has no judgment of you. It's like this clear water feeling, and you know he's on my side, and he. Of course, what he does, he takes that ability that he has for himself, and he guides you to be on your own side. And the testimony of others is proof of that. The technique allowed me to create an inner adult to be in charge of my life, you know, tailor-made to my own unique self. And also,
sure.
I didn't know it was possible, but his book that we were talking about, it actually conveys that special quality of his person and guiding you to your own personality. So the question is if Ron has any other early childhood experiences or teenage experiences that strikes him as being influential on him creating his own work.
Okay, great. Ron, I'm going to ask you to write down and remember that particular question. Thank you so much, Rush. I want to go down to Rabbi Klein, and I want to say good evening, Rabbi. And if you have a question or a statement relative to this experience with Ron Levy, please share that with us. Good evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ron and I have worked with a number of clients, aside from myself as well, and I just want to reiterate that which Ron is saying over here. The concepts that he's teaching are something that what we'd say is not new, and it's something that actually connects to the deeper essence of the soul. What we've discovered as I've been introduced to Ron's work is that this has basis in what we'd call the Kabbalah, as well as earlier forms of Hasidut, which stem from the 15th to 1700s.
Right.
And these are things that have groundwork in the total essence of the world. And we use just one particular example. We were working with somebody in his late 30s, who had difficulty with job, with marriage, with everything. And whatever could go wrong would go wrong. And as we worked together with him, Everything just started clicking into place. He found a job. He found a wife. You know, he was able to move, and just life was really able to change as he connected his soul, himself, to the deeper essence of who he really was. And that was just a profound experience. And we've seen that through many clients that I've recommended as well, the same idea, that it has deep rootings in earlier mysticism as well.
Sure. Thank you, Rabbi. I'm going to ask you to stand by as well, because I want to get an opportunity for Ron to go back and answer the earlier question. And also, Ron, you might share whatever your thoughts are. We have about 2.5 minutes left, Ron. So if you would go ahead and answer the first question and then address Rabbi Klein, please. Thank you.
Yes, well, thank you, Rush, and Rabbi Klein, so very much for what you shared. And as far as my early experiences, I think basically I learned very young. I remember strongly in kindergarten experiencing all the big people in my family and out of my family, and very much in kindergarten, the big people were coming from goodness at all times, but there was so much pain and confusion in everybody. And I was just so clear about it. And I knew, like, wow, this is something really wrong here. And as I went through my own process of life, there was a point at which, when I was teaching martial arts when I was 16, and I had a breakdown myself, where I was sitting in my room looking at my wall of pictures of my life and people important to me, and I just started sobbing so deeply. There's something really missing. There's something really wrong here. And next thing I know, I'm having this back and forth conversation with myself that I didn't even realize until many years later, when I was spontaneously moved to actually do that with a client. And all of this is in the book, and it led to the work that I teach today, which is the same as what I did at 16 years old, but my understanding has deepened over time, and the rabbi has also offered me some further understanding of what we are doing in this work. Once again, that's why I say it's not exactly my work, it's how we work, and I introduce everybody to the source within them, same as the source within me, who taught me everything I know.
That's right, and that is the key, isn't it? That is absolutely and unequivocally the key. I want to go down to Max, who has been patiently standing by and actually even had to call back in for a moment in order to speak with us. So, Max, you have the floor for about a minute. Please share with us what your thoughts are.
Wonderful. Can you all hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes,
thank you. So I just wanted to say that Ron's work I've been doing for almost 7 years, and it's incredibly deep, and I'll use a very real example. So I was on the call when everything sort of went strange and got cut off, and you know, I could hear this voice in me that was like, oh no, you messed up the call, and it was your fault, and I was able to separate and hear that voice and hold space for it and say, oh, I understand, that makes sense given, you know, this your experience growing up. And I was able to still come back as an adult, and there was a moment where I was like, no, don't go back in the queue, because you know, for whatever reason, I was able to bring my adult and say, I got you, I understand, and I can still press one and come back to the call.
That's right. So good for you, Max. So thank you.
So there's really
so much
an
listening.
Element where you bring a full adult.
Thank you. I'm so sorry that I have to close out on you, Max, but you got the last word right before Ron. Ron Levy, I want to thank you so much. Tell people where they can get you. Folks, we're going to do this again, so everybody stand by for number two. Ron Levy, tell everyone where they can get you and your website, please.
Inner Alignment, that's A-L-I-G-N-M-E-N-T, method.com. And that takes you to the website. You can get the book that way on Amazon through my website, 20% off. Look for the place that says radio show discount. And thank you so much. Thank you, Max, and everyone, and Reverend Robert and Carrie for all your assistance.
It was our pleasure. Thank you all. Thank everybody. Go out and make this the best day of the rest of the week. That will then become the best of your life. Robert J.V. McMillan here with The No Show. Come back to see us again next week. We appreciate who it is that you are and how you show up in the world. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care. God bless. We'll see you.